Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's mobile flight deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture 10.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2013. I'm in the Lightspeed booth with Alan Schrader. Alan, you got my attention when you said, hey, we're doing noise cancellation differently now. And I thought it was pretty much mature technology. Well, obviously, I was wrong. So you're going about it entirely differently, and the results are quite noticeable here. Tell us about it. And by the way, we're speaking to each other through the two headsets, so the listeners of AvWeb will be able to hear what's going on here.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, so this is the Zulu PFX headset. It's sort of the next generation of the Zulu platform, which is well-loved. But the technology that makes this a personal flying experience is really based around an all-software-controlled, digital-controlled set of logic. Our headsets, and pretty much everybody's headsets for all these years, from an A&R standpoint, have been using closed-looped analog programmed parts on boards circuit cancellation. Now, instead, we're going through a process of mapping the ear so that each individual ear, we can create the sound profile that best cancels noise for it, and then continuously updating that minute by minute and really second by second to continue to keep the quietest level of noise cancellation available in your flying cycle.
Now, when we turn this on, and we won't be able to demonstrate that on the podcast, when we turn this on, the headset was quiet for a few seconds.
Right.
And then it went through a little kind of a calibration and a sensing process. The ANR came on, and the ANR got better.
Right.
So what's going on in there?
Yeah, so the calibration process, think of it as like a sonar signal, where we send out a frequency response. It's about a three-second little blurp of sound. And that gets reflected back to the microphone that picks that up. And so with that, we can characterize the size, shape, profile of your ear. And that's obviously the key thing that affects how you hear. So with that, then a few seconds later, we turn on the closed loop part of the cancellation. And that's done with the normal microphone on the inside. But now it's got the sound that's coming in from around you in the airplane. And that kicks in, and it does a great job. Then the next thing that happens is we push another button and the feed forward starts to do its work. And feed forward is sort of a constant search and destroy processing element, which is always done digitally. And so that's sensing the noise that's outside. There's now microphones on the outsides of the cup picking up the sound that hasn't gotten in. And by knowing what's inside and what's outside, you can correlate the cancellation quite a bit more. Not so much just deeper, but broader. So you're hearing broader cancellation, which for you then comes across as noticeably quieter than before.
Yeah, now we are in the midst of the show here. There's a lot of ambient noise here, which, of course, we're not hearing at all. In fact, people are walking around with their mouths moving, and I'm not hearing anything. So it's pretty quiet. So I'll be anxious to try it in the airplane, see what it sounds like in the airplane. And I assume that's going to damp a lot more engine noise than it did. And the high-frequency noises will also be gone?
Yeah, so the feed-forward capability and the digital part of the control logic will definitely deliver more cancellation in the higher frequencies. And so the more noise there is, the more the feed-forward has to work with. So it actually likes it in a noisier environment than your living room, for instance. It would work there, but you would not be near as impressed in your living room with the process as you would in your cup.
Now, for years, these little power boxes and control boxes have been getting smaller on these headsets, and now this one's much bigger, and that's because it needs more power and more processing?
Exactly, yeah. We obviously, it's not our desire. We know people like to make it smaller. We were the first people to make a 2AA battery box. You remember that all the way back in the late 90s. But, yeah, to do what needs to get done, we needed to have more power. So we got 4AAs, and the 4AAs are lasting 25 to 30 hours instead of a Zulu that has 2AAs that typically last closer to 40. So more power.
And what's the price point on this?
It's going to be $1,100. And Zulu 2 will still stay at $900. And, of course, Sierra will still be at $600. So we'll have a three-product spectrum.
And when do we expect to ship it?
By the end of September. We hope to do a little better than that, but dealers are taking orders, as are we, for the product, and so people can place them whenever. And they should be out and readily available to folks in the October timeframe.
Okay, we'll look forward to getting one in the airplane now.
Indeed. Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2013. We've been speaking with Alan Schrader of Lightspeed Aviation. Thanks for listening.